We're back here. This is a Piñata Hour show. We start our little show here at the Piñata Hour with some lights, with some disco lights. I got here in the studio. Can you feel that? Can you feel the vibe?
Hell yeah.
Yeah? All right, we got Lily.
Lilia.
I'm
close
sorry.
Enough. Lee and Lilia.
There you go. And also I have Robert DeLon here. Hello, guys.
How's it going?
Thank you. Thank you for coming down.
Word.
You guys are a little bit shy right now.
Oh.
Are you? You guys need more beer or are you okay?
No, dude. I'm right. So good on beer.
So, I want to thank everybody for coming down to Piñata Hour. Take your time to come here and talk about things here. This is another episode. And also, I want to introduce here your friend. Let's introduce your friend here.
Yeah.
This is my friend Stacy.
Hi.
Okay. So, what do you have? What do you have in plans? What do you have Thursday?
Well, tomorrow we have an exciting show. Los Angeles hasn't done an all Riot Girl event for quite some time, and I am happy to present an airliner show at the Airliner tomorrow, Thursday, January 26th. At 8 o'clock, we have a bunch of female bands. Starting at 9 p.m., we have two girl DJs spinning Nothing But Riot Girl, and it's going to be going on till about 1 a.m. And nice. Lee, you're going to be part of it, right?
Yeah, I am. We're doing it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing it right now. We're doing it live.
We're going to do it live. Can I?
We're going to play some of the bands here, right?
Hell yeah. Can we? Can we do that?
Yeah, we're going to do that too.
Can I introduce some of the bands that we're having?
Yeah.
Los Cochinas.
You got like six bands, right?
Los Cochinas. The headlining band is actually Swords of Fatima, which we're really, really excited about. They're a duo. They are actually psychedelic surf punk, and we're very happy to have them on board. Los Cochinas, they're actually all 20 years old. Oh, no, 21. They're 21.
In their early 20s, actually.
Early 20s?
Yeah.
They're all four-piece. They're hardcore punk. What else? Who else? We have my band, Manix. We're a duo. We're punk. And then we have Lazy Mary.
And the
Coochies. They're also a four-piece punk band. They're all female. Lazy Mary and a band called Janworm. And then the last.
Oh, you're going to have Lazy Mary too? Oh, that's a great band too.
Lazy Mary is a two piece. They are very grunge, punk.
Alternative.
Help me, Stacy.
A friend of mine did a video for them, for the Lazy Mary.
The last band is going to be GSM, which is a Jeanette Social Manifesto. And they are awesome. It's kind of like the modern day X-Ray Specs. They have a saxophone player, two guitar players. And a drummer and a bass player. So it's going to be really cool.
Hey, I have Lazy Mary here. Can we play a little bit of it?
Please, yeah.
Let's see.
This is the two-piece Lazy Mary.
Let's see if we can hear this right now.
They're playing at 9:30 tomorrow.
Nice drums. What do you think of that, Robert? You like this?
Dude, that was so great.
Yeah?
No, it's cool. It's really cool.
You said you were in a lot of bands too, and you play music like this, or was just spread out? Because what do you do right now? It's like just solo right now.
Yeah, I do mostly just my solo electronic thing right now. I used to play in a lot of like, just like indie rock bands and like I played in a couple of blues rock bands and kind of like with some folk artists and stuff. Drums mostly. But now what I do is like pretty much electronic.
Sweet. So that was Lazy Mary. They're going to be there tomorrow.
At 9:30.
At 9:30.
I just have to announce, I'm sorry I forgot to tell you guys earlier. This Riot Girl show tomorrow, the airliner, is going to be 18 and up. And it starts at 8.
Right.
So 18 and up. And you don't have to be 21.
And Headline Records is going to be there with Mike Viejo.
Yes. Can you guys hear Stacy?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear me.
Yeah? Yes, Headline Records is going to be selling a bunch of stuff. Headline, we have a bunch of great vendors. We have jewelry from Le Exorcist. We have my friend making cupcakes, vegan and non-vegan, pastries. Of course, there's a full bar there, and we have candles for sale.
You got like over like 350 people coming down to your show already.
We just hope the cops don't show
up. And it's successful.
Why? It's not at the airliner? Yeah. You can do shit in there, right? I mean,
do shit in there?
I mean, like,
sorry, am I cussing?
Why would they close it down?
I just hope more than the cops show up.
Yeah. Hope it's a good show, too.
Yeah, Thursdays. Thursdays are fun. You guys start off your weekend early. Don't be lame. And no, you guys, please come. It'll be fun. And yeah, we have cakes, we have candles for sale, we have t-shirts, vinyl for sale. It's kind of a mini swap meet, plus the girl bands. There's 6 girl bands and 2 DJs, and it's going to be a lot of women and a lot of rum and a lot of fun.
Yeah, and support the Riot Girl scene, because it's like a well in life.
We have, I'm going to play this band right now. Pretty good band. Hey, Robert, can you pick from 1 to 4?
A number. Just a number? Oh, yeah. 3. Yeah,
got it. Okay.
Thank you, that's, solid.
Let's play that song then.
That's my band.
What's the band's name?
Manix.
Manix. What does that stand for?
Just Manix, man.
I match it. Fuck. Oh, I forget, it's a punk rock show. Shit. Are you still looking for a drummer and a bassist?
Well, no. It's I sing and play guitar, and we have a drummer, but we've been looking for a bass player for like a fucking... I'm sorry, for a year.
I play
what
bass,
did you say? Did you say fucking?
I think you can say fucking.
I'm sorry, oh, I said fucking.
That's all right. Yeah.
I'm like, Lee, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's like $1,000, but it's okay. Go ahead, say it.
Can I collect go?
I play bass.
No, don't worry about it.
Maybe I'll hire Stacy.
Yeah, because I play bass.
She plays bass.
Yeah.
We're looking for a bass player, so it's just me and Emerson, the drummer.
Are you guys getting dizzy here?
Maybe.
Am I radiating so much hotness?
Maybe.
You're getting dizzy. Open the door.
Maybe. Yeah, it's getting kind of hot here.
I do feel like a big potato. Okay, I'll stop talking.
I hear dogs in the background. It's weird.
What is that? Your chair is creaking? Like grandma.
That means that we got good microphones here. Right?
Yeah.
Right? So we also got Robert DeLong here. They're just sitting here with us, hanging out.
Yo. Word.
So, hey, did you ever get the list of the songs? We got 2 songs from you guys, but do you have any? Really? Okay. So what other songs you guys like here? Out of all the songs here? I want to play this one here.
That song was pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was like right on key with the lyrics and shit, and the vocals were fucking bad.
Thank you.
Bad.
This song is sung by my drummer, and it's called Get Fucked Up. Because you said I could say fuck on the air.
Get fucked up?
Yes, you can say anything you want.
Right.
You write all the music?
Yeah.
Yeah? How long have you been playing guitar? Oh,
God, 17 years.
17 years?
I play drums too, and then I play bass, but bass is boring. I play drums and guitar. I've been playing for a long time.
Yeah, I play drums too.
I know. You're pretty good. I like your band.
Have you seen me play drums?
Yes.
Wow.
When it was Fantastica Bastidas, I saw you guys.
Yeah.
Before
and then it
was
became Bastidas, and then now Fantastica, and then
yes,
Little Sketch Monster was born, and
hell
a
yeah,
mess, a mess.
It was really good messes.
Yeah, it's good though.
Very nice.
So we also have Robert here. What's up, guys?
Yo.
Make some noise.
Yeah. All right, who else do you have coming down here? Let's play some Las Cochinas. Have we played Las Cochinas yet?
Please play Las Cochinas.
Yeah.
These chicks are loud.
You know what I saw about them? I saw their videos. They have a lot of videos doing crazy loud shit.
They have a lot of videos.
They're funny.
I don't want to sound like a perv. But, I mean, they are overage, but they are sexy. They are very hot and very young and four-piece punk in your face.
So you no, we have a comment here in the Piñata Hour. They said you sound hot.
Who?
Yeah, you.
Oh, me?
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Sonia needs
That's
to stop calling
says,
us.
She sounds hot, Lee. I was like, all right. And I just type here, wait until you see her.
Aw. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, Las Cochinas. This is Las Cochinas.
40 ounce, right?
40 ounce? Wow. I don't know what's going on with this, but anyways.
You know what? I think they're reverb.
Have you seen them before? Have you guys played with them before? What's the first time playing
I've
with
seen them?
Them
live like a lot of times, like around like San Diego Valley, East LA.
Right.
Gigs.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Underground Alliance and all that.
Are they 16 or they look really
they're in the
early
20s. They're 20 teen. Yeah. Cool, here it is.
Right, this is a song called 40 Ounce. This is Las Cochinas. I know Sonia likes this stuff, huh? Yeah, she's digging it. Hey, they say they're like from the 661 area code. What is that? I don't know.
Is that San Gabriel?
No, that's like
No. I'm wrong. No, like, Stephanie told me the drummer. She told me they are from Santa Clarita.
That's like in the valley, dude.
Oh yeah, that's way up there.
This is where Santa's. If you guys are old enough, Santa's Village used to be back there by San Bernardino.
San Bernardino. Yeah.
Yes.
Where the bros are, and the Rojos are. Oh.
Guess who's in here? Just walked in right now. Guess.
Travis Moore?
Yeah.
Timo.
Chupa el pelo de mi culo.
He's the drummer from Peg Leg Love.
Yeah, he's here hanging out with us. He brought some tamales. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What? Nice. There's Las Cochinas. Oh, by the way, guys, Las Cochinas means the dirty ones. Maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Filthy
Cochina,
ones.
The filthy, filthy ones. Dirty,
yeah.
Disgusting,
disgusting,
obnoxious.
Can I tell you something?
No.
No. I actually, because I don't speak much Spanish, but I went on Google Translate and I translated from Spanish to English, Las Cochinas, and it said pigs, the pigs.
What the hell are you Googling it for?
I know.
I could like tell you that.
I should ask Stacey. The dirty ones?
The Dirty Ones?
Yeah, the Dirty Ones.
Well, Dirty Ones sound better than the Pigs, because I'm like, these chicks are hotter than pigs.
You Google,
they're not pigs.
You Google Lux Cochinas and it came out as pigs.
Yeah. Like, you could have said dirty.
Yeah?
Well, okay. Wait, okay.
Lost the Cochinas?
Lux Cochinas means dirty, like.
So the Dirty Pigs. Just the dirties.
You're dirty and you're a girl. You drink dirty rock and roll. That's what it means.
Oh, we have a caller. Maybe it's someone calling for, they try to get upstairs, maybe. Okay, let's see. Go ahead. Who's this?
Wait, what was that?
Yeah, who's this? Who is?
This is Anna.
Hey, what happened, Anna? What's up, homegirl?
What's up?
Yeah, I'm just kicking it here with the homegirls. What's up?
What's happening?
Hi.
I'm getting stoned.
I'm watching the live stream right now, and I'm calling because I've seen Robert DeLong a few times at his Los Globos residencies, and he's fucking awesome.
Oh yeah,
and
they are.
You guys should play some of his music.
Oh yeah, we will. We got 2 hours, so just hang out there. Don't go away. Just stick around the 2 hours.
Just be patient.
Be patient. It's coming through right now. We're just going through some punk rock moment right now.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we're gonna get to the electronica. I'm sorry.
Don't
what?
Worry. I'm getting into the punk rock too.
Nice.
You should come to the show tomorrow.
Yeah, come to the show. Airliner. Broadway.
Oh, hell yeah. That's where Low in Theory is, right? The Airliner?
Yes, actually, that's every Friday.
It's on Broadway daily.
That's the one.
Yep,
yeah.
I've been there.
It's going to be, tomorrow's going to be a special one because it's not 21 and up, it's 18 and up. So, yeah, come, Anna. Come by and
perfect.
Say hi.
I'm 19, so I can finally go.
Well, you're 19?
But you can't drink.
Okay.
Oh,
we got Robert. Can you guys, hey, Robert.
Yeah,
can you hear?
Come say hi.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up? What's up, Anna?
Hey, Robert. How are you?
So good.
So good.
How are you?
So good.
Sweet.
Dank.
Nice.
Where? All right, well, I'll be tuning in for some Robert DeLong tunes. My favorite one is Happy, so you should play that one.
Dude, yeah, we got some Happy. It's going to be so awesome.
It'll make me happy.
It's going to be so happy.
All right, well, I'll keep listening and keep rocking Robert DeLong and you too. Lilia, is that her name?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, your band's pretty awesome.
I'm Stacey,
I'll stop by tomorrow.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, by the way, while you're on the line, can you hear Stacey? Because I know sometimes we're having a technical difficulties.
Yeah, it's me.
I've only heard one girl.
Yeah, see, I didn't think I could hear you.
Stacey's getting left behind in the dust.
That's why I sound like schizophrenic, huh? Because I sound like I'm talking to no one. But she's on my right.
I was beginning to get a little worried.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Come say hi to me tomorrow.
Okay, I will. I'll stop by.
Robert,
I'll
say bye. Say bye.
I'll look for you. By the way, you do sound hot.
Thank
you sound really hot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks, guys.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling. Piñata Hour lives. Viva la Raza. All right, so we're going to go to a commercial right now, and we come back to you guys, okay? All right, so we're going to go to a commercial, and this commercial is brought to you by Sixpence. So let's see what our commercial is going to say. All right, we'll be right back here at Piñata Hour.
Achieving erectile dysfunction can be time-consuming and difficult. Most men have to consume up to 15 alcoholic beverages in order to lower their ability to perform sexually. Some men turn to smoking cigarettes, others stop exercising, and even some try depression. But now, there's an easier way. Introducing Sixpence, the only over-the-counter drug that causes erectile dysfunction for up to 12 hours. A night of drinking can cost up to $200 and is only 50% effective in causing erectile dysfunction, and that number drops significantly for men under the age of 30. With Sixpence, for a fraction of the price, you can achieve your coveted whiskey dick within minutes. Although cigarettes have the advantage of causing cancer as well as erectile dysfunction, they are a proven confidence builder, which is an erection's best friend. Sixpence works quickly and can be consumed anywhere, anytime, and is guaranteed to turn the hardest of meat sticks into the limpest spaghetti noodle within minutes. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to these testimonies.
It works. It just works. I mean, just yesterday, I was unable to get an erection for 12 full hours. I feel like I should change my name to Tom Hanks because I'm constantly bonerless in Seattle.
I also approve of the product being advertised in this commercial.
Yes, it worked fine. What do you care? What do you guys...
Hey, David! Hey, man! Are you gonna come for macaroni tonight?
You can't park in there. You can't park there. Up the street. Are we done with this?
Don't gamble on your inability to perform sexually. Decrease blood flow to your penis the smart way. Sex Spends by Make It Soft.
And we're back here at the Piñata Hour. That was brought to you by Sex Spends. All right, so we're back here. All right.
Hi.
So any more bands we need to play here that so people get familiar with what's going on tomorrow? Because we have about, like, what, 20,000 people coming down to the show tomorrow. That's insane.
About 300. It's going to crack for sure.
I just hope more than the cops show up. That's all. That's all I ask for.
More than the cops? Why would the cops show up?
I don't know. Because you called them? Because you wanted to see me in handcuffs?
I'm the least person calling cops.
No. Can we please play Swords of Fatima? They are awesome. They're psychedelic surf punk.
Oh, yeah. I played them before here.
They are amazing. There are two pieces.
So I'm not
going
to play them anymore. That's it. Okay. Don't I get to play only once. No, we're back here. Let me see. Where they at? Oh, I don't see them here.
Here, it's if you go to... here, I have the link.
Let me see.
It's Facebook/The Swords of Fatima.
Oh, The Sword. Okay.
Because you guys put the in your URL, and you're making it the confusing...
What do they sound like?
They're a psychedelic surf punk. They're kind of it's a two-piece.
They're pretty good. I've seen them live.
Buko's awesome. She's a great vocalist. They play great guitar. And
there's only two of them, too. Sounds really, really full for a band. And a two-piece band, you know?
That's pretty good, yeah.
For a two-piece band?
Yeah.
You want to type that stuff down?
So. Oh, sure. Here, are you at the slash?
Yeah, go ahead. Type it. Oh, I'm sorry, hold on. Do it again.
Okay.
You're listening to the Piñata Hour.
Piñata Hour.
You're listening to the Piñata Hour.
That's why I seen a Piñata Hour that I can't see.
Piñata Hour.
Cauliflower.
Sucking blood right now.
There they are.
All right, we got the. Wow, they got a lot of songs.
They're like,
here you go. Sorry.
Real bad.
Here, Lee.
Beautiful technology. Fatima.
We'll be right back.
That's nice.
Can we play one more band or whenever you feel like it? Of course, because this is your show, Lee.
Fuck, yeah. Is my show. Shit. Oh, yes. All right, what's it called? Give me the name.
This band is really awesome. They're called GSM, and it stands for Jeanette Social Manifesto. They're playing tomorrow at 11:40 at our show, and it's kind of like the modern day X-Ray Specs. They have a saxophone player. It's a two guitar players.
What's it called?
GSM, Jeanette Social Manifesto.
Yeah.
They're really, really cool. Saxophone, two guitar players, a bass player, and a drummer. They're considered tribal punk.
Tribal punk? What's that?
So it's kind of like X-Ray Specs polystyrene mixed with, I don't know, is Kamekoali, however you say it. No.
Polystyrene with like a...
Ew.
That's what it's called.
What?
That's what it's called, dude.
But they're awesome. It's facebook.com/...
No, I'm sorry. That was Riot Boy. That was a Riot Boy right there.
Riot Boy.
Riot Girl.
Riot Boy.
Lee's making my face turn pink, and I have tan skin. My face is actually
tan.
Tan.
I'm like white as fuck.
Why?
No, you and I are both pink.
Oh, the light?
No, because you're making a smile. No, am I pink? And maybe the beer.
Just the beer and the smile. You wonder why he's smiling.
Wait. If you mix beer and smile, it makes bile. Get
no,
it?
If you mix me and you and beer, equals a smile.
Nice one. You make Robert love. Look at him.
Come on. Tim smiles almost Thursday.
Yeah, smile. Cause like,
you know what? I'm here everywhere. I can't find this band, GSM. Like, well, okay. I don't see him here.
Okay, well, we tried. Sorry, GSM. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to take a break. We're going to take off our headsets and go to the bathroom, maybe.
Yes.
Or drink more beer.
I don't know. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and play some Megadeth. How about that?
Can you play Polaris? Yeah. Polaris or a Hangar 18? I love Megadeth.
I was just joking.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh.
I want to have Dave Mustaine's baby.
Dave Mustaine's baby? What are you on, crack?
I love metal and I love punk, but grunge is like my favorite. But I love everything, yeah. Grunge. I was a Nirvana kid.
You were a Nirvana kid?
And Sonic Youth.
You like Wipers?
Love the Wipers.
All right, let's play some Wipers later. Let's play some
Can we
Wipers.
Play
you?
Some Steve Albini.
Hell yeah.
What was that?
Hell yeah.
The Wipers are the shit. They're one of my favorite bands. They're my top 10. Seriously.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and take a 10-minute break. Sonia, we're going to go ahead and play some Megadeth right now. Ready? All right, let's do this. This is Piñata. We're here with Lee, and Frank is not here. He's, I don't know what he's doing. All right, we'll come back with Robert, too, as well.
Stupid. She's all, no way. I'm like, I do want to have a 10-minute break. I would.
Witch Doctor. Pussy. aquí? ¿Qué es lo que pasa 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 aquí?
Tú no sabes lo que hay aquí. 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 Tú no sabes lo que hay aquí.
boricuas están bailando, colombianos están bailando, ecuatorianos están bailando, dominicanos están bailando, los boricuas están bailando, colombianos están bailando, ecuatorianos están bailando, dominicanos están bailando, los boricuas están bailando, colombianos están bailando, ecuatorianos están bailando, dominicanos están bailando, los boricuas están bailando, colombianos están bailando, ecuatorianos están bailando, dominicanos están bailando.
We back. Are you like the Megadeth? Just shit. I got my friend here, Travis here at Piñata Hour. What's up, Travis?
What up, dog?
This ain't no game.
What happened to your homegirl?
I don't know. She's like somewhere over there.
Hey, you know what? You guys, Robert, you can grab that microphone right there. And she can use that one. Yeah, okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished.
All right. So, yeah, we were playing some Megadeth. You guys like that? We were dancing to that.
As Lilia said, she would have met Dave Mustaine.
It's baby.
Baby. She's like, so, I don't know.
I'm
she's okay, but.
I'm okay. I'm non-conventional. I love punk grunge and I like some metal.
It's all about punk and oi, Dick. What the fuck are you talking about?
Dick. I love that this girl calls me Dick. It's kind of hot.
No, it's not. That's supposed to be. Then you're fucking.
She's all Dick. What's up, Dick?
I don't know.
Dick, Richard.
I don't think I can do it. What's up, Dick? I don't think it's
it. How's it going?
What's up, Dick?
That's actually a word I picked up in East LA.
How's your dick going doing? It's still white.
He's still white? I'm still not white.
What the fuck? I don't know.
So at least it's not purple, right?
Who the fuck is purple?
That's Dick, my favorite color. Eggman.
What's your favorite color?
Who's an eggplant? Egg Thai food.
Purple, huh? And
purple.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Drink a brew.
Drink a brew, yeah.
Nice.
So, Lee, we've played all the bands.
Oh, yeah, I think we played all of them. You also have like two DJs coming down, right?
Yeah, I wanted to thank you for having me first of all, and thank you guys.
It's been a wonderful first hour of Piñata Hour having you here.
Yeah, thank you. It's a lot of fun.
I will never forget you.
It's always lovely with Lily and Stacey because we put on a show.
Can't wait to see you tomorrow. We're gonna be there tomorrow too.
Double dose of Lee, so it's Lilia and Lee make Lilia.
You might get pregnant.
What about me?
Okay, you want to get pregnant too? All right.
That doesn't even rhyme.
We're going to have like a trio baby. Okay, so anyways.
What the hell are you talking about?
dog. Whatever. Tomorrow, we have DJ.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name? DJ Poo.
Did you see that movie? Have you guys seen that movie?
What movie?
That's a punk rock movie. Right
what now. Punk rock movie?
Human Centipede.
Yeah.
They're coming out with number two as well.
That's what I heard. I talked about it, that movie. I talked about that movie in my other episode. The last episode, I was talking about that. Weird.
Wait, Human Centipede. I want to see it now.
It's like almost. It's like watching the two girls in one cup. For your
Have you watched it?
No, I haven't seen that. But I have seen the South Park episode, so I feel pretty close.
South Park episode.
Really? Yeah. It's an episode of that?
Oh, yeah. It's like, you know.
Oh, human. No shit.
It's like Centipede, but they misspell it or something. I don't know.
Centipede?
I saw that movie, man. I couldn't go to sleep. I don't know why. I don't believe it. I know it's a movie. It's all fake, but the guy on the movie is just creepy.
Jesus, it sounds really fucked up, actually. Yeah.
Well, the movie's done in German, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like in Germany. So the doctor's really, really creepy German dude.
Sounds kind of hot.
Anyways.
Lilia, everything is hot to you, Dick.
So what's up, Travis?
There she goes again. Sorry, okay, this is Travis.
So I picked up in East LA, remember?
No. Okay, so you're going to have two DJs at your party as well, right?
Yeah.
What are they going to play?
Okay, so DJ Poonchild, a.k.a. Tiana from Aftergloom. And I say it Tiana like that because she has such a pretty name and she goes as DJ Poonchild. But Aftergloom is one of my favorite local bands and she plays drums for them. So she's DJing All Right Girl tomorrow. And then DJ Nancy, which I used to play in a band with her called A Pretty Mess. She's DJing also and it's going to be really, really cool.
Nice. Aftergloom. They just played The Satellite, I think, yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know them.
Yeah.
Aftergloom.
They look familiar. It sounds familiar to me.
Actually, you know my drummer, from Mannix? Right. Oh, my Emerson, he's cousins with Elvis. They're related. So.
I see.
We're all like third cousins.
All a bunch of third cousins. Eskimo brothers and sisters. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where are you from? Are you Mexican?
No, I'm from Tarzana, actually. I'm from the valley. You want to reduce me? Okay, well,
you're Tarzanian.
Well, I'm from Encino, but I'm Italian and Persian, so I have a tan going on.
Nice.
So, ooh, thank you.
La. I was going to tell you, look, maybe I'm Iranian.
Yeah, half so. Well, Persian is Iranian, but I'm half Italian and half Persian. So.
You speak Farsi?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh.
Khubi, hi, salam.
How about Koskesh?
That's really, really mean. Actually, you know what? If this was a Farsi radio station, you would be 86th off your own station.
Cosmiggy? That's even worse, right?
That's really bad.
Oh my God.
Fingers and toes, cut the fuck off.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds bad, doesn't it, to you guys listening?
Koskesho.
Well, can I say what it means?
Yeah.
Say what it means.
Well, the first one was motherfucker, Koskesh.
Motherfucker.
I knew this guy. He every time he would drive, he'd be upset. He'd be like, "Koskesh." I'd be like, "All right, whatever, dude."
Was that to you?
And then I find out later that I got a Facebook message. Yeah.
Oh, how special!
How gay. Anyway, so he'd be like, "Koskesh to this, Koskesh to that," and he would say stuff in Spanish too. Chinga, chinga.
To madre.
Chinga to madre.
Yeah.
See, and I know a little bit of Spanish. I get confused for Spaniards sometimes and Mexican. And sometimes I say, yeah, depending on my mood. So I'm dark, so it doesn't matter.
Hey, I want to thank you for coming down. You know, took your time, your gas money.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I want to thank you. Stacey, what's up, Stacey?
What's up?
You made it inside.
Huh?
I don't know.
What?
We're going to have...
It's like a woman Cypress Hill. She's my best friend.
Smells
woman
good.
What?
She's like, what?
Smells good, right? Right, Robert? He's like, yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Anyways, I want to thank you guys for coming down. We're going to step to a little bit of Robert. But before we go back to talk about Robert, we're going to remind everybody that tomorrow it's show at the airliner. It's going to be cool bands. It's going to be busy.
Thank you again for having us.
Yeah.
No, I really appreciate it. Thank you for giving me the time. And please, you guys come out to the airliner tomorrow, Thursday, January 26th at 8 p.m. with Headline Records selling a bunch of shit and all the chick bands. So
yeah. Headline Records with Mike Vallejo.
Wow.
Mike Vallejo of Circle One selling a bunch of stuff.
From Pico Rivera.
So we're going to also come back with some news. We got probably a couple things to talk about.
I got a few things.
Yeah. someone coming down to it, he's like, "Ah, oh, I want to be in your show right now."
Don't really something. Grind my gears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But before we do that, we're going to go ahead and play this. It's a community service. It's like a PSA. Yeah, it's something, public, you know, to let people know about these people that are going around the city. So we're going to go ahead and play right now. Are we ready over there, Sonny? Yeah.
From the makers of Rapist Glasses comes a new product that's sure to put the sex back into convicted sex criminal. Introducing Pedophile Beards. Pedophile beards give you that creepy sex face that women simply can't resist. Stop going unnoticed with your boring nice guy look and start scaring the shit out of people. Pedophile beards can be worn on their own or combined with our rapist glasses to create that rapist pedophile look that you've always wanted. And come by our store to check out some of our other products, like the Serial Killer Van, the Public Masturbator Trench Coat, the There's Gotta Be Something Wrong With That Guy hat, and our wide selection of pencil crayons. And remember, you don't have to be a convicted murderer slash public masturbating rapist pedophile to want to look like one. Sex criminal fashions, because the bad boy look is for pussies.
There we go, our pedophile beard. So we here at Piñata Hour. We're gonna play some of the Robert DeLong music. Let's start it like that. Let's do that.
Cool.
So do we have it ready?
Do it for the fans.
So what do we have here first?
Well, the first tune we're playing is Happy, which is like I guess the single from my forthcoming album. Okay. It's like I don't know, it's like a tune. You should just like listen to it. It's pretty awesome.
I just want to let everybody know out there that this band is some I've been listening to you guys for like maybe about 3 weeks or so.
Cool.
And I'll be like, hey, I gotta have these guys. And then I got in touch with whoever was in your email, and he was like, yeah, let's do this. I was like, oh, nice. And then you also had a residency. You play on Los Globos every Monday, right?
Yeah. I have my my final residency date, which will be this next coming Monday. It's like the 28th or something. But it's going to be awesome down at Los Globos. It's like a party. It's just me on stage. I do like, electronic music.
Nice.
But it's like, you know, there'll be visuals. There'll be a free pony giveaway. It's going to be awesome. You guys got to come out. Yeah, pony, yeah.
All right.
Wait, is it a real pony?
You'll find out. Yeah, it's
God.
It's like real.
You guys gotta go see it. Well, not just see it, but you gotta hear his music. He has really great music. I also noticed that when you perform, you have a snare. Is that a snare or a piccolo snare or something like that on the side?
It's a timbali.
What size is that? I never seen that.
It looks
small.
It's like 15 though. It's like 15 inches.
Right.
Yeah. Hmm. It's like a number. But yeah, definitely. Yeah. Got everything. Yeah. It's like my setup's weird. It's like I got drums. I got vocals. You know, knobs. Yeah.
Well, listen. Let's enough about that. Let's just get to the music. And then when we come back, we're gonna talk about, you know, how you put your music together and stuff like that.
Sweet.
All right. So what's the name of the first one? It's Happy.
Happy, yeah.
Let's play some Happy. Ready? All right.
For the conversation, got a good sub going, got a good vibration. Get a mixed result, some mixing strong libation. When the sun god rises, I'm just keeping it up. It's the midday breakfast, where I'm keeping it up. It's the late day, yes, and now I'm turning it up. Now the sun god's rising, I'm just sleeping it up. Still getting old. Spaces still getting cold. Spaces about to fold. I got all the time. Still getting old. Spaces still getting cold. Spaces about to fold. I got all the time. Travel problem with electrical unit. Gotta scratch with the cycles, keep the seasons from turning. Gotta slow down. And I see everything quite clear, but
feel it. And I see life outside of time, but I don't feel it. Spaces about to fall, like I know the time, the time, the time. Still getting cold spaces, still getting cold spaces about to fall, like I know the time, the time, the time. Still getting cold spaces, still getting cold spaces about to fall, like I know the time, the time, the time. Still getting cold spaces, still getting cold. It's about to fall, like I got all the time, the time, the time.
Happy. What do you call it, happy?
Well, you know, I wish I had like a really good story, but it's like I wrote that tune before I wrote the lyrics, and I was like, that's pretty happy. And it stuck. But I feel like, you know, I feel like it makes sense.
When I hear the song we were talking about off the air, what was the name of the song?
The tune? Oh, Just Moving. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Just Moving is another great song too.
Yeah, that'll be like kind of the title track of my upcoming album. So it's all good.
Yeah, nice. Stuff. So what do we have next year? We have Codexatone.
So this is like kind of like a vaguely Moonbatoon remix of the Radiohead tune Codex from the new from their last album they just released in like February or whatever it was.
Right.
So yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's cool. It's got a lot of. Got a lot of torrent downloads, so that's cool, I guess.
Cool, cool. So we have that, all right? So let's go ahead and... oh, we have a caller? Oh, you want to... Yeah, we have a caller.
Let's do through. Calls. That's awesome. Yeah.
All right, go ahead, caller. This is Piñata Hour. Thank you for calling. What's up? What's going on? Can I pay your bill? Well, I guess it's not there, I guess.
What the hell, you guys? You're going to call and you're not even going to be there? What is Ding Dong Ditch on the phone?
Ding Dong Ditch? I've heard that word so in elementary school.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Joel from Hollywood.
Hey, Joel.
Hollywood.
Hey, Joel.
Hey, that song was awesome. That's called Happy?
Yes.
That is awesome. Robert DeLong, that was a great song.
Did you feel happy when you hear it?
You know, I was happy. My cat's happy. My friends are all happy. We're happy we heard that.
Yeah.
Dude, that's so awesome, Joel. I'm so happy.
Cool, cool. Thank you, thank you.
You're talking to the man right there himself. Yeah.
Well, that's all Joel wanted.
Still there? Oh, yeah. Are you still there? No? Maybe?
Bye.
I guess he's...
Click.
25 cents when I went.
Have fun doing cocaine lines. Listen to Happy.
Do whatever it takes.
Tweaker.
And then...
All right, so we're gonna go play the next song then.
Yes, do it. Yeah.
All right, do we have any more callers there? No, maybe no. All right, so let's play the next song. What's the name of the song?
Codexatone. So it's just like Moonbatoon with Codex in front.
Right.
It's terrible. Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead.
The song's great. Thank you.
Beautiful stuff. Nice.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Okay, so we were talking about Robert DeLong, your music, off the air, and I just heard that you were at the, what's it called, Travis?
TheDeli.com.
TheDeli.com. Check it out.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah, so you were the artist of the month.
The LA artist of the month in December. Yeah, the last month.
Nice. I just heard about this right now. That's pretty cool.
It's great. Yeah, it's cool.
Wow. So what's up with this place, The Deli? Is it they like...
No, it's not a sandwich place or anything like that.
It's like the internet. It's pretty internet.
Right. It's the internet.
All right, nice. That's pretty good. So listen, I also noticed that there's a lot of house and dubstep and all that. Are you been listening to dubstep for a few last couple?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's all kind of like... I grew up in Seattle, which is like, you know, very singer-songwriter and like, you know, indie and everyone's crying. But then... Which is cool, though. You know, there's a lot of good stuff in there. And then I moved down here and started listening to a lot of EDM. So like, you know, dubstep, house, you know, and then like new stuff, movement tone, and like obviously everything. So
you like house music?
Yeah, I like, fucking
have you heard of the 90s house music?
You know, I do like 90s house music, though. I'm pretty young.
What does that sound like? 90s house music.
I just played it about maybe 20 minutes ago. What I played, I was like kind of Latin kind of house, deep house Latin music.
Deep house.
Yeah, yeah.
I recognize.
I used to. I used to promote for this. So, Captain, we get a call again. Jesus, pardon me. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you on the air? You're live. You're 15
minutes. Hey, how's it going?
All right, who's this?
This is Leah and Elizabeth.
Oh, hey, what's up, Leah and Elizabeth?
How are you doing?
Hi. What are you two doing?
Elizabeth wants to just tell Robbie that he rules and she loves his music.
Yeah. But can Elizabeth say it herself? Can she do it?
Elizabeth?
Is she at least 17 and a half?
Not even close.
You rule, Robbie.
Wait, is she 4?
No, she's like...
4?
2? I think
2.
2?
Nice.
You can do it. Robbie.
Well, thanks so much, Leah.
Earmuffs.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for calling. That's nice.
Two-year-olds dig Robert DeLong. It's awesome.
Nice, dude. That's awesome. I love you. You love me. That's pretty nice.
Barney. We all hate Barney. With a great big shotgun, Barney's on the floor. No more purple dinosaur.
That's pretty nice.
Word. I think. I can't tell what's happening, but it sounds weird.
Yeah, could you hear that?
Have fun playing Connect Four. Thank you for the call.
Go for it. Connect Four.
Connect Four.
Remember that commercial?
Yeah.
You guys are too young.
Hey, dude, I was around. I was definitely around.
Ilya, you're fucking 29.
No, I meant the callers. You guys are like 2 years old. You're not going to remember that commercial.
Go for it.
Connect Four.
Connect Four.
So you're going to play Los Globos. This is the last Monday,
and it's going to be huge. Everyone's got to come out.
Ponies, free ponies.
There's going to be magic, and there's going to be lots of bass.
I noticed also you have some couple DJs coming down, right?
Like, I got some good DJs. DJ Mick McAdams spinning the Moonbatone. DJ Sir spinning the Moonbatone. Paul Boston doing the house. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be like killer. People love dance. It's great.
I would like to play some more of Robert DeLong. I have.
What do you say?
How about Don't Mean a Thing? How about that?
I want to watch the video.
Yeah, that's
too.
Totally cool. Yeah, this is actually a weird remix I did of that tune, Don't Mean a Thing, If It Ain't Caught That Swing, but it's like drum and bass. So.
Where did this video come from?
I don't know anything about the video. The internet's
Seattle,
weird,
right? Came from Seattle?
I came from Seattle. I don't know where this video came from.
A bunch of beautiful people.
Came from East LA.
This is a nice clip too, right here. This is what I was talking about earlier.
So this is like an old mix of the song that doesn't exist anymore. But yeah, you guys should check it out. It's a good video.
You're telling me that people just do
you play this song
like
live right tomorrow?
Oh yeah, I will.
Monday, right?
Dude, I'll play everything live. Right. Well, maybe not everything, but
so. People do live videos like this for you.
People do things for me. Yeah.
This is absolutely amazing.
He's scratching his nose right now. Pretty cool.
Word.
Things are done.
So who do we have here? He's like the sound.
No, maybe behind the curtain or what? Patrick's nothing. He's just like a dude. He's tall. He's taller than me, basically.
Yeah, that's a cool shirt you're wearing, man.
He loves Limp Bizkit.
Pretty cool tattoo.
Who doesn't
right
love
Limp
Bizkit? I've heard that.
Hell yeah.
Don't forget, we're going to smoke all my weed after this, you know?
Oh, yeah.
All
right. And my weed. Yeah.
You got
all
your
weed.
Too.
My weed.
I brought some.
You got to go. You got your boyfriend downstairs.
I knew Stacey would get that.
Oh, wait. No, this is love potion number 9. Ooh. Never mind.
Ooh, what happened?
Stacey?
Oh,
Stacey? Yeah, it's my name.
I'm wholesome. I don't do drugs. I'm wholesome. So.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Lisa Marie.
All right. So I'm trying to set up this track right here, which it calls Don't Mean a Thing. So we're gonna go ahead and play. There you go.
So when are you gonna play Coachella? Honestly,
dude.
When are they gonna invite you there?
Make it happen, man.
Yeah. All right, let's hear this song a little bit for a couple minutes. Crazy stuff, man.
Dude. Gotta hear it again, apparently. Yeah, it's great.
No, you know what I notice here? It's like your beats, the way you choose your beats is like really tribal.
Yeah, I grew up playing drums, so I guess, you know, it's like...
Oh, you play drums, too?
Yeah, yeah, that's like, you know, and like when I do my live set, I play a lot of drums, nice. Have like drum solos and shit.
Drummer.
So. Yeah, maybe one of the reasons I like it, because it's like, you know, your beats... I'm a drummer as well, you know?
Are you sure?
I've been playing drums
for the last year. You're a drummer too, right?
Are you a drummer?
Lee was in Fantastica Bastidas before they were Bastidas and before they were Fantastica.
I think I drum, I don't know.
Maybe. Just say
are you play drums still, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Come on, Travis, I'm pretty sure I'd do it. Do I have to introduce everybody? Travis plays drums in Peg Leg Love and his other solo.
Nice.
Word.
So how long have you been playing drums?
You know, I've been doing that since I was like 10 or something. My dad was a drummer, so it was just kind of like part of the family business.
Was your dad in the police, maybe?
No, my dad was definitely not in the police. He was a little bit earlier than that. Like, he was in some band with the saxophone. They played a lot of like
You look Winston's really young. Band. How old are you?
I'm 25, but I look like I'm 12, so it worked, you know, pretty cool.
No, you don't look tough.
But yeah. But yeah. In addition to the Globos thing, I'm actually playing with Starfucker on the 23rd in February. So at the Galaxy or Observatory now. So awesome. Should be pretty.
Where?
Pretty
when is that again?
The February 23rd. That
nice.
Day. Yeah.
Is that a weekend or?
That's. I'm pretty sure it's like a Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, one
of those days.
Nice. Are you planning to go to South by Southwest maybe in the future?
Yeah, you should go, man. Yeah, we have a. I'm going to be going down there and playing some shows, some parties and stuff.
Oh, there you go.
It should be good. This should be awesome. Yeah. So if anybody's in Austin, then you know.
Hey, now when you put your music together, what do you start with first? Are you just lay down the beats first, or you just play with your keyboards? Because I know that when you do it live, you're doing all these right on the moment.
It's totally different for, I mean, you know, most of the time it starts with me just like some beat, you know, like laying down a drum groove or something, and then it's chords, and then eventually I realize that somebody's got to sing over that, you know, it's usually me, so.
No, since you're doing everything by your, you know, by yourself, just like one man, you have to spend a lot of money because you had to buy all this gear and all this.
There's stuff. A lot of gear I buy, a lot of gear I borrow, a lot of, you know, a lot of good friends.
Right, that's cool.
But yeah. But yeah, the live setup's pretty crazy. It's like, you know, drums and drum pads and computers, a couple of them, and then all manner of madness, MIDI madness. So it's good.
Do you ever have plans to play in a band, or if this is
I used to play in bands. You know, and the thing about bands is there's more than one of you, and you have to disagree about stuff. When there's only you.
Exactly.
The only argument is existential.
That was my next question. Is if you ever trusted anybody else to like do some drums or anything else for you?
No, because people always mess things up, you know.
They do, and then you have to get mad. And
we're messing up right now.
I think I feel messed up is different.
Pretty cool.
Word.
So you say you were from Seattle?
Yeah.
How's Seattle? I mean, how long you been here in LA?
I've been here for like 7 or 8 years since I was 18.
Oh, okay.
You know, moved down here.
Nice.
Seattle's great, but it's also terrible because it's, like I said, like crying all the time. You know, it's like raining every day. You know, it's terrible. Actually, I hate it. But it's a beautiful city, and there's also good hiking.
Well, LA has that perfect way. If you're an artist or do something or want to socialize, go out. You know, it only rains maybe like twice a month. Like
January.
It rained yesterday. It was like the third time, I think.
But it's like a Mickey Mouse rain. It's like, blink, blink, blink. And then that's it.
86 degrees today, January 25th.
Mm. Are you kidding me? Wait, I'm sorry, Robert. Can I ask you something about Seattle? Because, like, you're from there. I'm from LA. I've always wanted to go to Seattle just to see where, like, Kurt and Courtney's house was. And then I've been to Portland.
I've seen the house. It's just a house.
All the questions you can ask a Seattle person, you ask about Kurt and Courtney.
The thing is, I've been to Oregon. That was as far as north as I've been, and I saw where Greg Sage from the Wipers kind of came from. But Seattle was. I have not been that north. So when you say crying, I mean,
I don't
what
actually
do you
mean. I mean, like maybe people are crying.
Why,
like it's just depressing.
The weather,
it's gray
the weather is
all
depressing.
The time.
But you're from there. So
the Wipers are from where?
Portland, Oregon.
Oh, shit. Look what happens to have
this
here.
This is my favorite song, Youth of America by The Wipers. You're the best, Lee.
No, I'm not.
You're the best.
No, I'm not. YouTube is the best.
Portland's cool, though. Portland's cool because it's like everybody's like Seattle except less rich, you know?
Portland is cool because there's no sales tax, so I agree with you on that.
Sales tax.
Oh, we got to talk about taxes now.
I have one question.
Fuck shit up now. Oh,
have
man.
You been to Nevada? How familiar are you with Portland?
How far is Seattle from Portland?
A long time.
It's like three and a half hours.
Are you familiar with Portland?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Have you been to Club Safari?
I have not been to Club Safari, sorry.
What about the Satyricon?
It's right next door to Motel 6.
The Satyricon is legendary in Portland, right?
Where
right.
Courtney Love met
have
Kat
Have you been
Bieland.
To La Cita?
Yeah, me and you.
La Cita, yeah.
Love and you're Kat Bieland.
Mustache Mondays.
Ew. When are you going to have beer Monday?
Club Safari is fucking awesome. It's in
fucking
Portland.
Awesome.
It's
Portland.
Fucking awesome.
You can take the strippers back to your hotel room with Adderall enticing.
Adderall? What are you talking about?
Weird. I don't know.
Like I said, I'm wholesome, so I don't know anything about
it. You don't know anything about this.
Wholesome. Like wheat bread.
Yeah,
love
like
it.
Like oats.
Milk.
definitely some oats.
Skim milk and
skim milk.
Oats. Skim, you know.
Skin. Skim. I know. Skim.
Not skin.
1%.
No skin.
I didn't say skin. I said skim with an M.
Skim. S K I M.
M is in motherfucker. That's what I said.
Koskish.
Can I hear some more Robert Didlong, please?
Yeah, I think we can do that. We can make it happen. So
at least one more.
But before we do that, we're gonna go into an Atari Teenage Riot. How about that?
Atari Teenage Riot.
Nice.
Yeah, let's do that.
That song for that band.
We're gonna take a little break. You know.
Ilya?
Bye. We'll be back in a second.
Let's do that.
We have so we're gonna play Ilya, some of that block here.
The joint is rolled. Let's roll.
Yeah, she did.
What, in Atari Teenage Riot?
Yeah.
Does he end up singing in this band?
No, it's not.
For a couple of tracks.
Damn,
oh,
turtle.
Shit, I didn't know.
One jab.
Well, you should look it up.
Oh, shit, yeah. It's worth Stacey knows. Well, you guys should.
Yeah, I'm a music
fan. I know you know a lot, so.
I'm an executive.
Can you hear it? Is it playing? Yeah, no.
I didn't know that.
I don't know if I had it right here.
You know that. What kind of a fan are you?
I'm not a bikini kill.
You're like, oh, man.
I told you I didn't.
Me neither.
I like La Tigre, but
La Tigre.
La Tigre is awesome.
Yeah, see? Yeah, because she doesn't sing
it's
as loud.
It's called La Tigre, not El Tigre.
Whatever.
El Tigre?
Okay. Are you moving the mouse? I don't know. I'm moving
it. All I know is it was an escape video.
I don't know what's going on.
It gives a shit.
Either way, it's just music. Listen to it and enjoy it and live it.
Bam, chicken, bam, bam.
We're going to have Robert DeLong.
Take the bomb.
Los Globos.
This Monday. This Monday. And it's free.
Free pony giveaway, too. It's going to be fucking killer.
Crazy.
Come out.
All right. So is it set up right now? Yeah?
It should be working.
Yeah?
Do you have your volume?
Skate videos. Wasted youth of L.A.
L.A.'s wasted youth? I mean, L.A.'s wasted youth?
Yeah. L.A.'s wasted youth.
Like, I love that.
Prom child. Although we got God working on this right now.
Yeah. He's like, LA are
big change in us.
I love that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm awesome. I know I'm awesome. You don't have to tell me that. Wasted youth. I was born awesome.
I'm going to take the time to just.
Oh, hold on.
Hold on. Oh, there we go. Never mind.
All right, so we're going to come back. We're going to take a little break, and we'll come back with more of Robert DeLong. On Los Globos this Monday. Free. Bye.
Just
try it. Are you ready to testify? Let's rise. Are you ready to testify? You have 2 seconds. Are you ready to testify? Come on. There's a unifying axis of government and corporate power, lawless and unrestrained. That's what we should talk about. Corporations exploit the power of the state to further enhance their power, and the real criminals get away. Are you ready to testify? Are you ready to testify? Let's rise. Are you ready to testify? You have 2 seconds. Are you ready to testify? Threaten the system, you have the full weight of law come crashing down upon you, so you don't resist. Surveillance, goons, forces to be silenced. They kill the careers of journalists, so no one can resist. My bullets wet is like a shell of my water. I got the share left in me for what I say about Obama. My black is red like a period. I'm a piranha, just like every one of y'all. Let's take that show to the slaughter. If we gotta be bouncing more than last month's rent check, the boss walking Wall Street with a pinstack. People are moving, we need to flip the grinch net. We low paying prostitutes with no fish net. It's shabby reef, it's got endless time. To homeland security, we are the bomb. Inform the house staff, the mob's on the lawn. And it ain't no soiree, the next hip hop on. They call this black flag, but I'm not an anarchist. I'm on some sick old hammer shit, collecting Bruce Banner shit. Over a piano pitch, calculate the hammer hit. When you're collecting damages in hand and knuckle sandwiches. That's a class war going on, and it's the rich who are waging it. They try to destroy anyone who's a threat to their power, playing for peace.
Thank you. cultured and mutated to a self-obsessed aesthetic vacuum at some point before we got here. Is this hyper-real? Is this hyper-real? Do you remember?
Yeah, we're back here at Piñata Hour with Lee. This is your host, and here at SkidRowStudios.com, where professional DIY lives. Yeah. Nice. Wow, who's that?
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Is that me or you? It's me, huh?
It's everybody.
Crazy. It's me. Yeah, I've been listening to Atari Teenage Riot. Pretty good.
Yes, sir.
So we have Turtle. What's up, dude?
Hey, man. So
you just show up here into the studios. You know, so we still have...
I always love that slogan, by the way.
I love Kurt Smoker. It makes me laugh like a schoolgirl.
We also have... We also have Robert DeLong here.
Oh, how's it going?
All right. How you guys doing? How you feeling?
Dude, so good.
All right, that's good. So, going back to you, talk about your music. Have you ever thought you would get a response a little bit different here, just from LA or your music? How is the scene for that electronica right now?
Oh, it's awesome in LA. I mean, like, I don't know. It's been really killer. People have been really excited about it, and it's been cool. I don't know. Last year I went on tour. I went up to the Northwest, and people were into it. But you know, in the Northwest, people don't dance. You know, they like just look at their shoes. And
really,
stuff. A lot of looking at their shoes. Yeah,
they don't have like raves or
maybe they do. I don't know, but I mean, they definitely do. Everywhere has raves, but you know what I mean. Right. Yeah, but LA, yeah, LA's a good place for the electronic music on the West Coast these days.
Basically. How do you feel about house parties?
Dude, I have one every night, pretty much, yeah.
You live in a house or an apartment?
I live in a couple places, and they're both houses and apartments.
So. Okay. Nice.
Robert, what does the symbol mean?
The X?
Yeah, yeah.
The X, it's like, well, you can't know about what the X means unless you like really know about what the X means. But like the X is around, you got to know about the X, you know?
Full
here,
time.
Let's what the X looks full-time like.
Pirates.
For the
yeah, that's right. I saw it too. You
this is the internet.
I noticed you put it on like on your photos and pictures and flyers. You always use that as a symbol. So it means it's just an X?
Yeah, that's it's like my name, yeah. but not at all. It's just an X, yeah. All
right. Nothing religious behind or...
Oh, no.
Okay. It's like crusades or something like that.
You get one of those right there. That's your next
one. You know, I was admiring your X, and the only thing that could make it cooler is if it had like a couple spots that weren't there.
Yeah.
No, it's great though. It's a
little full-time pirate.
Good
X. A little full-time pirate X.
Dots are good too. Yeah.
Generation X. You're part of that too. I believe.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, you're 25, yeah.
25, yeah.
28. Right
you're on the cusp of the Google generation.
And then...
So, Robert, what is... I was asking you earlier, what are your favorite artists or...
Favorite artist? Well, I mean, you know, like all the obvious things, I think. You know, everybody loves Radiohead, right? You heard that
right.
I don't know. But I grew up, you know, like I said, in Seattle. So, like, a lot of, I think, what informed the way I write songs is, like, related to, like, you know...
Out of Radiohead, well, like, what's on the...
Radiohead? You know, I'm on pretty much everything Radiohead all the time. But like, yeah, just, like, anything off of Amnesiac Kid A. That was, like, my time, but yeah, my time, whatever. But yeah,
your time,
yeah, my time. But yeah, you know, I like I said, I grew up in Seattle, so it's like a lot of like Modest Mouse, Dave Bazan.
Modest
dude, gotta have Common Police, dude. Modest Mouse, yeah, Issaquah is a good place, but yeah, and then you know, moved down here, and like I said, it's just like EDM pretty much. So, but I listen to everything, there's like nothing I don't like besides, I actually can't think of anything. So
you know. I like your attitude.
Did you go play in Orange County? Have you?
Yeah. Well, that's like I did the Dylan Francis show on Saturday. That was down in the Observatory or you know the Galaxy down in Orange County, and we're doing like I said the Starfucker show down in Orange County. So we've been doing a little bit of stuff down there. Right. It's been cool. Yeah.
Can they download? Are you giving your music free away somewhere, or it's just?
Well, I have every month I release free tracks. So yeah, if you go to robertdelong.net, there's like you can sign up and
do you have your stuff on vinyl too as well?
Not yet, right. but when we release the album, you know,
what did you do that? I mean, since you're like doing that kind of music, it's like people just download your music.
Dude, vinyl's great
because you guys doing music all the time.
Yeah, know? Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah. You know, it will be our album will be my album rather will be available on vinyl. When
what did you go vinyl?
What was that?
What do you think of the vinyl?
What do I think of vinyl?
Yeah.
It's great. It's like everything's great.
You can scratch it.
You collect vinyls? Yeah, any vinyls?
You know, I'm fully digital, like just everything with numbers and like right. the digital universe. But yeah, yeah.
Zeros and ones.
Zeros and ones, zeros that's right. And ones. It's terrible, actually.
Hey, I feel you.
It makes me soulless, but it's cool because, you know, the souls and the tunes are something terrible like
indeed.
That.
Indeed.
Did you hear the news
we're suffering
about...
suffering from the same disease.
How about the news? Have you heard all this news about that censorship of...
SOPA and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Don't worry about it. I got it covered. Don't worry about it. So, no, it's terrible. I mean, it's
SOPA
terrible.
A lot more than that.
I love it that people can steal anybody's music for free because it makes, you know, people yeah. enjoy music more. But whatever.
Chips are so good.
So good. Anybody want
get
chips?
Get them away from me.
Lay's Limon.
You don't want some?
I can't eat.
Hey, turtle.
You know my pet peeve is fucking greasy hands on a goddamn keyboard. Yuck.
That's what the jeans are for.
Hey, you got chips in your fucking beer, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Right there. Save it for later.
Like from one bearded man to another.
Did you see any? You have Robert, did you see any?
No, I don't know what he's talking about.
Okay.
It's fine.
Right. Rancher mayonnaise.
All right, so we're going to play some Radiohead. How about that?
Dude, yeah, why not?
You know, so we get inspired and we can talk something about it. Talk shit about that band.
Let's do it.
Talk shit. All right.
Let's talk shit about...
I didn't agree to this.
Back here at Piñata Hour, and that was Radiohead, Karma Police.
Good tune, 1997.
They're like the most influential band ever.
Maybe not. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Definitely like 90s, 2000s, late 90s, 2000s. I'd say they're pretty important. No. You know, harmonic ambiguity, good stuff.
Made me feel sexy. And I'd also like to say that there's probably some hipster girls out there with painted faces who just rub each other's nipples.
Painted faces, yeah. They have come down to Los Globos on Monday.
Streaks, you know?
Get your face painted. Really? Free pony. Yeah. There's all four sorts of face painting and free ponies.
I'm going to get a Peter Criss on my eye. If I can start. Everybody hates Peter Criss, too. I don't know why, but whatever.
Who's that?
It's the drummer from Kiss, man.
Oh, really?
Come on.
I know Kiss, but it's like...
It's more
Kiss,
like the...
Kiss.
I don't know.
Like the Bowie face paint, not the Kiss face paint so much, but it's all good.
I understand what you're saying.
Also sitting here at Piñata Hour, we have Turtle. Do you have any announcements? You have something you want to say?
Yes.
What you got?
Well, Leopold's going to...
Microphone.
Can go.
Well, yeah.
We're doing a Food Not Bombs benefit show on February 11th.
Food Not Bombs. Have you guys ever been involved in something like that?
I'm aware of Food Not Bombs. That's cool. I like that.
We're doing it to benefit the Central LA chapter and the Long Beach chapter.
And, wow, that's pretty big.
We're trying to get Leopold to DJ, which... Oh, he's confirmed. And... So that's awesome. Then we're gonna have Bastidas play. Hopefully, that's a rumor. That's a rumor. And
reunited.
Other than that,
if it's 6 months,
what else do I want to mention, Lee?
And it feels so good.
What is that? What is that gonna happen? The Food Not Bombs.
It's February 11th. It's a Saturday night. And besides the bands, we're gonna have some DJs and food and all kinds of exciting stuff.
Is that going to be
Piñatas, hopefully.
Yeah, huh?
Piñatas.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe we get Skitter involved since it's...
It's going to be... You know what? It's Valentine's themed.
I'll sell my
shirt. Really?
That's what I was forgetting. It's Valentine's themed, so...
All right.
Valentine's themed Piñatas.
Okay. Let's see what you're getting.
Yeah.
I bet you they're going to pay...
I'm going to fill them up full of condoms in there.
Yeah, because I mean, it's kind of like if you don't... Condoms. If you don't have a significant other and you're not going out that Saturday night,
okay,
come hang out with some DJs, benefit Food Not Bombs, meet some singles.
Oh, what time that's going to happen? Try to rap here. Hey, so what time do you think that's going to...
I think it's going to be like 8:39, normal start time for things like that, you know?
Right.
Fashionably. Everybody shows up at 11.
Fashionably. Right.
No, but we're gonna have late. The food's only gonna be like from 9 to 10 or something. The free food's only happening like at 9. You know, like at 10. We're gonna have the food ready at 9. So try to come early and.
What kind of food you have?
You know, we haven't talked about the menu too much. But it's probably gonna be hors d'oeuvres. I think is what it is. I
mean, what is it?
Hors d'oeuvres, like just kind of like finger foods. You know, Valentine's Day, you know, sexy muffins and shit, like, you know, cool stuff, man.
Sexy
like,
muffins.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
All right.
So yeah, come on out, Food Not Bombs. I'll have the address up on the Skid Row Studios website coming up here soon.
Yeah, let me know, man. I plug this shit up.
You know? We're gonna blow it up. So
that was the most sexual plug of all night. I feel
that's not good. It's 10 to 9. Like, we should be getting sexy at 7.
Cut diamonds with these things right now. I swear to God, this is a nice.
Curious, actually. What about where is the pinata?
It's a whole thing.
Well, what pinata? Oh,
it's the name of the hour. I mean, it's 2 hours.
Yeah, it's almost. We still got like 9 minutes.
Dude, so. What is that sound?
Is somebody there?
No. Sexy sounds,
what
maybe.
What are you doing over there?
Robert DeLong music is pretty sexy, too.
Yeah, he's pretty
true.
Cool.
Is there
that's
one
true.
More, maybe? Maybe...
Mm-hmm.
This isn't mine, but it's a cool tune.
This is sexy music.
This is what Valentine's Day is all about.
My mouse is being taken over by the devil. The devil was like, oh, what the hell is taking over? I don't know what happened.
I want to hear a Robert DeLong tune. Please. One more.
Should we talk about what's happening?
Yep, this might be. There it is.
Rick Springfield. Hey-o.
But if if someone calls in right now at 800-893-9562, we'll give them them 4 passes for the Food Not Bombs benefit show.
Ooh. Oh, free passes.
So if someone calls in, but
who's that?
Where's the event at?
Who's coming around?
Oh, it's gonna be at my warehouse actually.
Turtles warehouse.
Where's your warehouse at? Should we let everybody know? No, right now, right?
Well, it's all right. Yeah, it's on Alameda and 21st Street.
I played there before, and it's dead sexy.
It's a cool place. It's a good. It's
very large.
You got to have exposed brick for your parties.
Yeah. That's a big ass place you have there too, man.
Yeah, it's happening. Thanks, man.
So you think we should hang out like maybe 5 piñatas, huh?
Let me take my guess. 6,500 square feet.
That's really close. Yeah. And you haven't seen the whole thing, so yeah, it's 8,900.
And that's what she said.
Yeah, you haven't seen the whole thing.
Indeed.
Wait, someone's calling this. Hold on, I have a caller through this. Let me see if I can.
That doesn't work.
About Food No Bombs? They should call 1-800.
They should call the hotline.
1-800-893-9562.
Charlene, are you there?
Slim Jenny.
I want to win the tickets. I don't know the number to the station.
Oh, that works. Wow.
Oh, it's 1-800-893-9562.
Oh,
1-800-893-9562.
How's she supposed to know it when she's talking?
Yeah, no, she's calling. You're calling through my cell phone. You know why? Did you go to? Because on SkidRowStudios.com, I've noticed that the whole number doesn't show up.
Uh oh.
You have to. You know what I mean?
What do you mean on the page?
Yeah, on the front page of SkidRowStudios.com.
Maybe your screen is very small.
No, I'm serious. Check it out, guys.
I just turned it off.
But anyway,
okay, am I supposed to call 893-9562?
Well, you're technically already here anyway.
8-9-3-9-5. Yes,
yeah. You're already here.
If you want to sound cooler, you
hang up and call back. 893-9562.
Let me talk to the producer.
Are we on the air?
You're on the air.
Let me talk to the producer right
now.
Who's
this? Who's calling?
We have another caller that called the hotline.
It sounds fine.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Say something.
Hold on. Producer, in this, did we get any other calls coming in? Oh, we did. Okay, yeah, we have another call.
Yeah, we're working on it right now. We're getting a lot of calls. I can see the phones are. I can see the lights blinking right now. But that's probably because maybe I'm weak. Oh, maybe I'm about to faint.
No, I'm doing it.
Click, click, click.
Good night. What happened,
Turtle? Oh, you're still on speakerphone. We have some callers that we're screening. We have some callers
When am I going to be on the show so we could talk about
everything? Is that Charlene?
Is it? Sounds like Charlene. Like
I know her like laugh.
My right arm hurts.
That is Charlene.
Yeah, I know that laugh, man. I know it.
Fellas.
I know it.
Okay, oh. Turtle. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Play some Robert.
Okay. All right, let's play a little bit of Robert here.
We have a caller.
Right, okay, so who's this?
How about after?
Fellas, this is Chris.
What up, Chris? Who's this?
I'm from East L.A.
East L.A.'s in the house.
Elax, sucker.
Well, I'm calling to say hey to everybody, and then I want to say hi to Turtle.
Hey.
It's been a while, Turtle. Chris. I don't know if you recognize my voice, but we did a fashion show at your warehouse. It was a benefit fashion show.
Oh, right, with Rosa? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I just want to say, I think it's really good what you're doing, you know, doing all these benefits at your warehouse, man. I think it's a really good...
Thanks, man.
You know, really good use of your space. So, congratulations on all of that. And with that said... I like some of those passes for the show coming up.
Yeah, with that said, you're the first caller to call the real hotline. 893-9562. That's awesome, dude. So, you got 4 passes, Chris.
Hell yeah, you better take me.
For you and your loved ones.
Uh-oh. I know. I think Sonya's my only friend.
She come up all game. Say, you better fuck Damien.
What a date. You are.
You want to go? Are you
ooh,
free?
Ooh, la, la.
Cool. Well,
she's going to be your headline tonight, dude.
My name is Travina.
You want to go?
I'm right, girl. She's just going to have to shave a lot before she goes.
That's cool. I like them hairy.
Oh, you nasty.
Shit.
The bigger, the better.
But the bigger, nice. the bigger
Chris,
picture.
You know, on that note, Chris, why don't you give out your home, your number there, so that the ladies who are listening can give you a call tonight. Because, yeah, you know, I mean.
And if you want me to send you a picture of this guy, how it looks like, just call 1-800-893-956. Yeah.
Or and I'll be calling number two.
full name on Facebook. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, I want to thank. Right,
thanks for calling, Chris.
Thank you for calling.
We'll leave your number with the producer. We have your number and everything. So
I'll see you soon. Take care, guys.
Peace. Winner, chicken dinner.
Well, this is another episode here at Piñata Hour. We got only a few minutes until the show ends. Magical moment.
I want one more song out of him.
Oh yeah, I got it set up right here.
What is this tune? What do you have set up right here?
I have here Robert DeLonge, basically.
Oh, basically, this is
live.
Like this is a live version of this tune. You can check it out on YouTube.
It's
great.
This is the one I've been playing. This was done at the OC.
Yep, down in the Galaxy. Down at the Galaxy in the Constellation Room. Yeah,
nice venue.
Visually, it's great right now.
Great sound too. I heard. Yeah,
I have a still. It looks great.
Got bought out by this guy, and it's awesome. It's so awesome there now.
Hello.
Great. All right, so I want to thank you guys for coming down here to the Piñata Hour here at SkillerStudios.com. I hope you have a good time.
It was great. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
All right. Your friend right here smoke all my weed. Nice. I want to thank Travis for coming down.
Let's
and
smoke our weed.
Yeah.
Our. O-U-R.
And I also want to thank Turtle for coming down. And remember so the food notes. Food not bombs.
Food not bombs.
Benefit February 11th.
Foods not. I want to thank also Big Chain and Got the Tick for make this happen.
Word
muscles behind Big the chain. Scenes.
Well, thanks a lot,
Robert.
Strap.
Free pony.
And also want to thank the Academy.
Google Robert DeLonge.
I want to make up slogans for Chain. All of a sudden.
Yeah, what was that?
One just hit me. What's it?
The free pony.
You called for pleasure. You got the pain. Big Chain.
Hey, Nick. Nice.
Turtle. And we're out.
We out. Okay, so listen, we're gonna have Las Cafeteras next week. They're also a really good local band. They're like jaroncho and little guitars and really good. Next week, Wednesday, they're gonna be here. In our studio, put it down, and also we're gonna go out here on Piñata Tower in big style. We're gonna play some Robert DeLonge. He's gonna be on Los Globos next Monday. Monday what?
Monday, the 28th.
And it's free.
Free, 8:30 p.m. for those of you that are over 21. Free pony.
All right, so
I want to thank ID.
Yeah. Oh, so this is Robert.
Knife in your boot. Huh? Tuck your knife in your boot. That's
yes.
all I'm saying. Yeah. Tuck it in the boot. Oh. Or you can put it in Lee's car. Either one.
All right. So I want to thank everybody for calling, staying tuned with Piñata Hour. And I want to thank you, Robert DeLonge, and everybody here. And we go out with some Robert DeLonge called
After Robert.
Basically, yes.
After Robert, I want to go out with Stab City Coliseum.
Thank you so much. Have a night. And
if you love your friend, we're gonna die.